Thank you for taking a minute with us. We wanted to ask you just quickly about the verbal scuffle that you had with Senator McCain earlier this week over possible amendments to the defense bill. Can you tell us what happened there?
Yeah, you know, Senator McCain and I have some differences of opinion. As the floor manager of this bill, as the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, he had some ideas about what votes we ought to be taking, and I had some other ideas, including a vote that I had, an amendment that I've been working on with Senator Feinstein from California, a bipartisan amendment that would tell the federal government what ought to be obvious under the Constitution, but that was made less obvious by a defense authorization bill a few years ago, which is the basic principle that the federal government ought not be able to detain an American citizen apprehended on U.S. soil without trial, without charge, merely on the basis of allegations. It ought to require that we follow the Constitution. He didn't want to take that vote, and so he and I disagreed over that. But look, anyone who's interacted with John McCain knows that he's passionate about things. It's part of what we love about him, but he and I don't always agree.
What is the relationship between you and Senator McCain? Because it seems like you have butted heads more than a couple of times back there.
Sure, but you know, you cannot find a senator on either side of the aisle who doesn't routinely butt heads with Senator McCain. It's what he does. And again, like I say, it's part of what we love about him. He'll frustrate everyone in the Senate from time to time, including me. But such is the nature of the Senate, and we continue to work well together.
Can I move, speaking of the nature of the Senate, to what took place overnight and into the wee hours, this filibuster that then ended with what looks like what may be a vote on legislation about gun control. Tell us what happened and where you stand on this, Senator.
Yeah, so Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from the state of Connecticut, has taken the floor and ended up speaking all day yesterday about the fact that he thinks we need to be voting on legislation to change our country's gun laws. I'm still waiting for details. I'm still looking for specifics about what exactly they would have us vote on. But, you know, as always, my touchstone is the Constitution. I want to look at the details of whatever legislation we end up voting on to make sure that whatever it does would actually help make Americans safer rather than simply expand the reach of government and impair the liberties of the law-abiding while doing nothing to deter violent crime.
Senator Hatch yesterday took to social media to try and tell more of the Republican side of this, which he feels like has been lost in this public debate, that there is some common ground on the Republican side. It's just a matter of what happens when someone is on that no-fly list and how they're handled by, on one case, in the Feinstein bill, the Justice Department on the other side going to a federal judge and having a 72-hour hold.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think there is some potential for agreement there. Now, I haven't seen the particulars of what Senator Hatch was saying, but he's absolutely right insofar as he's suggesting that the two sides are not that far off in looking at what we could do as far as using these lists generated from a terrorist watch database maintained by the federal government to help us identify people who might be involved in terrorist activity or might be supporting a terrorist network. The two parties differ perhaps a little bit in terms of what procedure we would adopt exactly, but it's not as though there is a night and day difference here on how we would manage or how we would propose the utilization of this terrorist watch database to help make Americans safer from this type of attack.
And I know I'm late and I'll get to traffic in 2 seconds, but so are you then in favor, such as you understand it, of this, what they call the no-fly, no-buy amendment, Senator?
I'm not in favor of the Feinstein amendment, but there are iterations of that. There are variations of that that Republicans could get comfortable with. There was an iteration of that proposed by Senator Cornyn from Texas, the Senate Republican whip, last fall, that I think nearly all Republicans could get comfortable with.
Thank you so much for your time. Senator Mike Lee with us this morning on the KSL Newsline. Sorry we're so late getting to